Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 60, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. To thee I lift my soul, in thee my trust repose, my God. O put me not to shame before triumphant foes. And what follows, Psalter 60, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Judges 16, the verses 4 through 22. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Judges 16, the verses 4 through 22. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as an other man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound them with them. And now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as an other man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound them therewith, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber. And he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with a web. And she fastened it with a pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep, and went away with the pin of the beam and with a web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaving. Thus far, the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, what a wonder it is that thou yet granteth unto us and our children a place to come to worship thee, also on the Sabbath day, to sing thy praises, to hear thy holy word, and to call upon thy name, a place where in a special way we may come with all our blessings, all our needs, all our desires, all our trials and all our sins. And then thy blessings, they are great and they are manifold. So privileged above most of the people upon the world, Lord, we commend all the suffering unto thee, those that have lost their dwellings by fire. Wilt thou continue to help the firemen? May their eyes be upon thee. We commend unto thee all the homeless, the destitute, the suffering, the hungry ones, the countries where the war continues, civil unrest. Remember those in prison, institutions of mercy, the great numbers in hospitals, upon sick, upon deathbeds, and then the great multitudes who have never entered into a house of worship, the great numbers, and the numbers are greatly increasing. Also in our country, where thy word is never opened, and ah, Lord, then thou art yet mindful of us, then thou continue to call and to follow us with thy goodness, and then we humbly beg of thee, may it be all thy goodness and all thy mercies that may lead us and our children to that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. Because what a terrible thing is when we harden our heart, when we become more worldly under all thy goodness and under all thy blessings. Lord, have respect unto thy covenant. Cause thy kingdom to come, that in this evening hour, among young and old, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. It is recorded in the scriptures that there shall be joy among the angels in heaven, but then there is also joy upon the earth. Ah, Lord, work then from generation to generation. Do work in the hearts of young and old, because otherwise shall all have to arise up against us in the day of judgment. Remember thy Zion. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Oh, in the Beatitudes they are described, those that are blessed. 'Tis recorded in the scriptures of those hungering, thirsting, and longing souls. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the courts of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. It is also written in thy word of people that are wearied, but that they have not said it is without hope. And so they continue on their way. 'Tis the work of thy blessed Spirit to teach thy people that from their side 'tis forever hopeless. We also read in thy word of a people that have become lukewarm, that have lost their first love. We read of the Israelites, of a people that have eaten old manna. Lord, do grant unto thy children that close, that tender life, and no rest outside of that only rest, and that is in thy dear Son. It is written in thy word, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth. Uphold the persecuted church. Remember the beloved for the Father's sake. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, where for one of thy servants his labors upon the mission field, they are coming closer to the end. We commend them unto thee together with his wife. Wilt thou remember all the temporal needs, the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought children, dear ones, to the cemetery? Oh, do continue to remember them. Remember elderly ones in the evening of their life. We commend unto thee our Bethesda, the residents and the staff. And do remember all the sick and afflicted. Many under the physician's care. Wilt thou bless the means, those that stand in need of healing and strengthening. Wilt thou grant it. Remember those that struggle with continual pain and weariness of the body and of the mind. We remember handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens. Remember the family circles, may love abound. Those that are struggling with addictions and temptations, that are being overcome, have been overcome, may they be given to cry unto thee, O Lord. We live in a time Satan has but a short time. Wilt thou place a fiery wall round about us and our children? Grant the tender fear of the Lord. Remember our nation, federally, provincially, the councils of the towns. We have departed so far from thee. Thy judgments are hanging low over the earth, and our Lord, who sees it, who perceives it, and who is troubled therewith. But wilt thou grant unto us and our dear children to see the signs of the time, not to become overly discouraged, but to cry mightily unto thee, and by thy grace to seek and to find that hiding place under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. Lord, dwell richly amongst us. May thy presence and I help be experienced in a special way. Leave us not cold, unmoved. May we become small, grin and eye, for thy honor and for thy glory. Bless all that awaits thy blessing. What we forget, forget it not. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 385, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Deliver me from evil. Preserve me, Lord, from wrong. Against the foes that gather, be thou my helper strong. And what follows, Psalter 385, the three stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 52, the question and answer 127, which is the sixth petition, answer, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. And besides this, since our mortal enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, cease not to assault us, do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, but constantly and strenuously may resist our foes till at last we obtain a complete victory. A Lord's Day 52, question and answer 127, speak of the sixth petition concerning temptation. Three thoughts. First, a learned confession. Secondly, assaulting mortal enemies. And thirdly, earnest help implored. The sixth petition concerning temptation, a learned confession, assaulting mortal enemies, and earnest help implored. Beloved congregation, our petition in this evening hour that begins with "and" by renewal. We have heard of the "and" in the fifth petition, and then we have heard that "and" of the fifth petition that is made a separation. And have we now thought about that "and"? Or after the fourth petition, is there then nearly a period? Do we only live for the time and for our body? We are traveling to eternity, and now the Lord has a people exercised with timely things. And when the Lord works, then we shall experience wonderful providential matters. But by itself, providential deliverances, answers upon prayer, that is not a foundation for eternity. Because in the true work of the Lord, then we become burdened and exercised with our sins and with our debts. And then for such souls, then the prayer becomes, Lord, thou art so good. Grant us so many blessings. Granted answers upon prayer. But then there shall be that end, because it is the work of the Holy Spirit to uncover His people and to make room for that precious Jesus in His mediatorial work. The Lord has a people upon the earth that need to be pardoned of all of their sins, a people that need to be reconciled. Ah, the prayer, Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And now with the sixth petition, then we have a further separation. It separates between the precious and the vile. It tells us of a people that do not only need the pardoning of sin to go to heaven, but that it goes about the Lord. That is a people that have learned, and they continually learn. Ah, they have so much to unlearn and so much to relearn. And there's a privilege and a blessing in the life of that people each time by renewal, when those ends become lively. Thus, after the fifth petition, not a period, but there is an end, and that end is a proof and an evidence of the true work of grace in the heart. The fifth petition that speaks of justification, and now the sixth petition that speaks of sanctification. And for the comfort of the true child of God, they need to learn that they are distinguished, but they can never be separated. And to that end, then the child in our petition gives evidence and proof of the work of grace, of the tender fear of the Lord, profound impressions of the exceeding sinfulness of sin, and sincerity, a close life with their God, and a child that has learned that with sin falling into temptation, then they shall experience the Lord's displeasure, His frown, His chastisement, and to that end, the end of the sixth petition, the fifth petition, that concerns guilt and punishment, and the sixth petition to be delivered insofar that it may please the Lord from the power and dominion of sin. Congregation, how is it now with the end of the sixth petition? Have we learned by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit the exceeding sinfulness of sin? And in the context, then our end is in the part of gratitude. Ah, when the Lord works, places before us the mirror of His holy law, to learn the awfulness of sin. But now in the further leadings, after receiving so much grace, and then to commit evil goes deeper, goes against a dying Savior. The Lord has a people upon the earth concerning that end that learns to need Christ in His threefold office, prophet, priest, and king. Concerning this end, we read in the Old Testament of a Jabez, not so much written in the Bible, but a short prayer. All were secret prayers. They tell much of our life, of our condition, and of our state. And then with Jabez, he also had this end, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Are there such souls that cannot live and continue without the blessing of the Lord outwardly, above inwardly? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast concerning graces, but also the coming of Christ's kingdom, and that thy hand might be with me, needing the Lord for everything. It's a blessed life, a dependent life, but that is a self-denying life. And then Jabez has added that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve thee. And now we read that our instructors, what is the sixth petition? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. How did the instructors learn it? It is written in God's Word, clearly declared how deeply we have fallen, but also after grace received. The examples in the Scriptures, Old Testament, Abraham, David, Hezekiah, and Peter. To that end, Peter has written to the church in 1 Peter 1 verse 5, kept by the power of God. How has Peter now learned that? Jesus has instructed the disciples, Peter, that they would all be offended that Peter would even deny. And on account of that love, then Peter could not believe it. And in the way of pride, then he has even told his master, though all shall be offended, I will never be offended, even willing to give his life. And we know what has taken place. A maid, three times, has sworn an oath how deeply he has fallen. Ah, Peter has learned that we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment. This needful congregation, that truth is impressed and imprinted deeply upon all of our hearts, because it seems also in the church that there are many that do not believe the words of our instructors, that we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand for a moment when we think that we are strong, then we are in a dangerous place. Paul has written in 2 Corinthians 12 that when I am weak, then I am strong. Thus, what a profound learned confession. And have we now learned it, congregation? Do we really believe what the instructors have written based upon God's holy word? We are so deeply fallen that we are perverse and inclined to all evil. Still a blessing when we have a speaking conscience. Must not mistake that speaking conscience for that holy warfare of the child of God. What is now the difference with a speaking conscience without the grace of God than it is without love? But when the Lord now works the moment of regeneration, then he implants faith, hope, and love in the heart. That is, that we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand a moment when we think of the kings of Judah, those that were wise, especially those that were godly. What have they now done when there was peace? Then they have fortified the walls, built towers, set watchmen upon the towers, and trained their soldiers, given to believe that with that confession, because congregation, if we say we believe that confession, that we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand for one single moment, when we believe it, then we shall also be given to use the means to do what our hand finds to do. We live in a time, especially young people, we would say more temptations than ever before. Perhaps at times you become discouraged, hopeless. Maybe many have been overcome, but then Christ has given this petition that it may be prayed fervently. Our second thought, assaulting mortal enemies. What does that word mortal now mean, boys and girls? They are enemies which shall not rest and be satisfied till we are slain, till we are dead. They are mortal enemies, many times called the triple-headed enemy. And then concerning those enemies, since our mortal enemies, and then first, the devil is mentioned in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, it's described as a roaring lion, but oh congregation, Christ is not as a lion, but he is the lion out of the tribe of Judah who has conquered that enemy. And it is true, when the Lord converts, then we are no longer the devil's possession. Then that mighty king of the tribe of Judah, he delivers us, and he places us under the glorious banner of King Jesus. But Thomas Watson has stated in a certain place, from under his possession and his power, but not from under his temptation. And the devil has many ways. 6,000 years experience. And we must remember, the devil does not care how we go lost. The devil is also a great theologian. He knows the Bible well. I have a proof in Matthew 4. With the second temptation of Christ, then he has come with Psalm 91, although he did not quote it exactly. And then we must remember, congregation, that the devil, that he does not stay outside of a church. We could say it reverently, a faithful churchgoer, seeking who he may destroy, and then he shall watch us closely. Then you can understand, congregation, that the devil is very glad and happy with worldly people having a baptized forehead, because the devil knows when the world comes into the church. History proves it, written in God's word, the second commandment, and then the spirit shall be grieved. Do we not read of the threatening concerning Ephesus, concerning the removal of the candlestick? Then others that may have great respect for God's word and reverence for his house, but that may be given to rest and maybe secretly hope that it shall be well for eternity. Oh, then surely, and it is true, there is much mysterious concerning the works of the devil to that end, then it is profitable for us and our children to read the Holy War of John Bunyan, of the ways of the devil. And then, as long as Pharisees may remain content and not be too troubled and not too concerned, may be passive, secretly resting, that they are under the truth, then the devil hopes that it remains so. Then for the devil, when people become restless, when they become emotional, because we must remember the devil, the greatest enmity is against the dear Son of God, and then the devil shall do anything to keep poor sinners to come at the feet of Jesus with a burden of debt to be saved by him. And we even read in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14 that he also transports himself into an angel of light. And if he can give some rest with a text, and that people may become content and rest upon a text, some emotion, and some other matters. But now it is the work of the Holy Spirit. There's a separating work. There's the uncovering work of the Spirit to grant no rest outside of that only rest. And that is the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has a people that needs to receive it from above, that needs the confirmation of the Lord. They need to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. We read in Ephesians 6 verse 11 of the wiles of the devil. And the devil is never tired, does not need sleep, knows her constitution. And there are different ones that he tempts in a special way. We have examples in the Bible. The unbelieving. Do we not read of a Thomas? And of course, an old father has said that we need special distinguishing light to discern between the bite of the serpent and our own unbelieving heart. Then he tempts the proud. Oh, think of Hezekiah, a king that feared the Lord greatly. After he was raised from his sickness, then he was tempted to pride. The devil tempts the idol. We have the example of David, that when he did not go to war, he has fallen into great sin. Oh, the devil tempts the discouraged. He preys on minds that are weak. Think of the prophet Elijah. The Lord has so wonderfully helped and strengthened, stood alone, but then he received the message that he would be like those priests, and he came under a juniper tree. The devil especially tempts the ignorant. We read in Hosea 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And we read in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. In the book of Proverbs, then we read different types of snares. Then, boys and girls, you know that in the animal kingdom, let us think of a family of foxes. What do father and mother fox teach those little foxes? That anything and everything that has a human scent, then he must become very afraid and very fearful, and that he must flee the same. When there is a snare or a trap, but then it can happen that a fox, that he becomes curious, or that the bait is so enticing that such a fox forgets the instruction of the parents, and that such a fox is caught. Then further, then the devil especially tempts the covetous. He tempts the lonely ones. The same in the animal kingdom. Maybe you have read, boys and girls, or seen pictures that a pack of wolves, that they have waited with deer and elk, that there was a straggler, one that has come behind, and where the wolves have preyed on such a one. And then we read further, and let us add that the devil cannot force us to do anything, but he tries to influence our will by the understanding, the imagination, and passion, since our mortal enemies. Our congregation, let us add, he is a defeated enemy. And boys and girls and young people, the power of prayer, with a baptized forehead, to be under that external administration and under the prayers of the church, let us always remember that blessing, and may there be more prayer, more sires, for young and old, where Satan has but a very short time. And then further, the second one, the world. I read in 1 John 2 verse 16, for all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And how the world can entice and contempt, and then even desiring lawful matters in an unlawful way. The pride of life. Think of Nebuchadnezzar. Do you have trouble with that Nebuchadnezzar? Is this not the great Babylon that I have built? And then thirdly, that is the flesh. That is the traitor within. The traitor was not within. Then the other two would not have so much power. Our boys and girls can understand it. When there is war, and when there is a city with gates and with watchmen, and then what a blessing when they may all stand shoulder to shoulder, the strength of a congregation that is so needed also for us and our children. But when you have no such a city, and there is a traitor within that speaks with the outside enemies and even opens the gates, then it is a lost cause. Our third thought, earnest help implored. Let us first sing Psalter 188, the four stanzas. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, 188, the four stanzas. Thank you. The sixth petition, a concerning temptation, a learned confession, assaulting mortal enemies, and then it is added, cease not to assault us. And now thirdly, earnest help implored. And then the instructors, we must not understand this petition to mean that we are kept from all temptation. We read in Judges 3 concerning the Israelites in the land of Canaan, that there was a remnant of those enemies that were left to prove the children of Israel. But to keep us from temptation insofar that it may please the Lord. And when temptations come, that the Lord may keep us. And now we can understand when we read in this petition, when there is asked, do thou therefore, and that is possible with the Lord's help, do thou therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit, that to be enabled to pray this petition, then we must use the means. When we do not use the means and we pray, then it is not a true prayer, and then it is actually mockery. And concerning this temptation, Christ has said in Luke 16, verse 8, that the children of the world are wiser than the children of this generation. And then concerning this petition, then what a temptation with all the technology, with open internet. The Lord knows how many boys and young men that are sitting in church, of course glad, but that are overcome and have been overcome by pornography, images, imprinted upon their mind. The Lord knows in this evening hour how many husbands there are who have received a dear wife, but where there are many other images in their mind which remain and which reappear each time. The Lord knows how many couples there are in church that are struggling with their trust because of open internet. Shall we continue to go blindly on? Fathers and mothers, do we speak with our dear children when we have open internet, and let us add to delete everything we do not need. It is here to stay, part of our life. And let us deal the same as we have dealt with a phone concerning the Lord's Day, only for emergency. But when we do not use the means prayerfully, looking up to the Lord, then it is clear that we do not believe. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves that we cannot stand for a moment. That television has destroyed many a soul and many a church. And to that end, may we be given to do what our hand finds to do. We have read out of Judges 16 of a Samson. Oh, if a Samson had only prayed, looked for, and found a Jewish girl where God's word had a large place, how much happiness Samson could have had. It is true. Read in a former chapter, of course, of the Lord's providence. And we have read together of a Delilah. And I think that for most of us, even for boys and girls, when we have read of a Samson, and if he had been in the congregation, then maybe even boys and girls, that you would have received the courage when you saw a Samson go into the house of Delilah and said, "Samson, do you not realize? Have you not experienced once, twice, three times the Philistines over the Samson that you shall eventually fall?" When we read the history, then as it were, we would have a desire to take hold of Samson and try to shake him awake. We know what has happened. Has lost his eyes and lost his life. What an instruction for us and our dear children. We read in the prophet Hosea, "O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but with me is thy help found, young and old." What all needs to take place in the family circles before we shall be shaken awake? May we be given prayerfully to do what our hand finds to do. Because when we do not use the means, then how can we pray this petition? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then further, let us add, young and old, those that have fallen, those that have been overcome, may you also be used to speak to your fellow man and to the younger generation and become, oh, maybe there are those that think in this evening hour it is hopeless. I am entrapped. I am ensnared. Then seek help. Bow your knees. Ask the Lord to deliver and to forgive. And then the instructors, they have added, therefore preserve and strengthen us by the power of thy Holy Spirit. 'Tis the true child of God that is speaking in the way of gratitude, that we may not be overcome in this spiritual warfare, but constantly and strenuously the church can become weary, become tired of the strife, and given to compromise to seek peace at the expense of the truth, but constantly and strenuously may this through him who was conquered that triple-headed enemy may resist our foes all what is then necessary for the church to remain close to this word, for the church to be much on their knees, for this church to uphold the old truth and the old ways with profound impression, no strength in man, but that through the King that the church shall conquer. And therefore we read, may resist our foes till, not perhaps, not maybe, that is the portion of the church of God. Although, oh, think of a Samson, the fruits have been bitter, has grinded for the enemy, his eyes have been put out, did not keep him out of heaven, but what a troubles and misery he has experienced till we at last, we obtain a complete victory, Church of God. The strife shall not be forever, can be severe, and when we think of many places upon the earth, what a persecution. We read in Revelation 13 of the beast out of the sea and the beast of the earth and of that mark upon the forehead and the right hand shall become more difficult, but the blessed portion of the people of God, Christ has purchased them for body and for soul, and to that end, Paul, when he was the second time in prison, ready to be executed, he has written to his dear spiritual son Timothy, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith, hence is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me at his last appearing, and not only unto me, but all those that love his appearing, young and old, shall we be included in that multitude. Then we need a little beginning here below. Become a soldier of Jesus Christ to learn to hate what God hates and to love what the Lord loves. The Lord remember us and our dear children in a world where Satan has but a short time, and the temptations of the wiles of the devil, they are so manifold. The Lord grant that we may be more a praying, a begging people, using the means, doing what our hand finds to do. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day. And then we have heard of the sixth petition. We live in a time that the temptations are so manifold and so great that we can become discouraged, overwhelmed, and think that it is no purpose to strive. But, Lord, do remember, do help, do keep us, those that have fallen, those that have become addicted, do remember them. And do remember our dear youth. Oh, wilt thou keep them? Wilt thou above convert them? Grant unto fathers and mothers that they may feel the weight of the matter and the responsibility. Thou was granted that we may begin another week. What this week holds in is known unto thee, hidden from us. To that end, we may humbly beg of thee to keep us. Help the mothers in the home with the children, daytime, nighttime. Remember at work, wherever it is, and remember on the way. Wilt thou keep us under thy good care and thy kind protection? Wilt thou keep us from an unexpected and above all from an unprepared death, Lord? Do remember us and our dear children may still be under the truth, and that surely that is for a purpose, and may that purpose be seen, experienced, and realized more and more. Bring us together within the walls of thy house for a weekday service. Wilt thou now bring us safely to our homes and pardon us of all of our sins, also concerning the performance of our duties, wherever we have received the place, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 325, The stanzas 1, 2, and 3, teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart, and what follows, 325, the first three stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.